Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bibles to Matthew, the fourth chapter. Matthew, the fourth chapter. And let's hear what the Lord has to say unto us today. Matthew, the fourth chapter. And I'll be reading from verse 1 through to verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, ending at verse 4. The word of God reads, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Jesus answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." I want to talk about today spiritual food. Spiritual food. And I want to say that God is so on time, because when God sent a message in the house of God, He always have a demonstration from the message that He's sending in the house of God. And I want to say spiritual food is what's needed. If you are born again, you need that spiritual food, because you are a spiritual being. And this is the thing, you can tell who have tasted this spiritual food. You can tell by the life that they're living what they have tasted and what they have been into. And I want to say this. With Siobhan coming up here today, it was so ironic. Siobhan is the type that's so humble. But when the Lord want to use you, He'll use you for what you put in. See, what you put in is what you're going to get out. If you ain't putting nothing in, nothing ain't going to come out. So let me explain what I'm talking about spiritual food. See, she had to eat from the table in order for the Spirit of God to use her the way He did. See, I'm going to say that again. See, I know who's eating from the table and who ain't eating from the table. See, those that eat from the table, the life of God is manifested through them. It ain't them that's doing it. See, this is where we mess up. We give accolades to the person. It ain't the person. It's the God that's allowed to flow through the person for God to get the glory and not the person. Because if the person is trying to get the glory, none of y'all would have been where you were. But see, some of us go there because we're looking at the person and we're not looking at God using the person. So I can tell that she ate some spiritual food. See, when you eat spiritual food, y'all going to get life from what a person is eating. When you eat mess, that's what you're getting, mess. So see, if you ain't in your word, you ain't going to know what's spiritual and what's flesh. We got too much flesh going on around here, and too many people in the flesh that's agreeing with the flesh, and you saying it's God. Flesh profit you nothing. So see, when the Spirit is moving, your baby and you begin to leap, the power of God begin to come on you, and you know it's God and not yourself. Because even with your hands beside you, when you are listening and moved by the Spirit, your hands will pop up, and you know, and that ain't me. That must be that you ain't ashamed no more. See, the problem is people ain't eating enough spiritual food. I'm going to say it again. People ain't eating enough spiritual food. You're eating too much mess. You're taking in too much mess, and that's what's manifesting in front of people. your neighbor, say, what you been eating? Say, what you been into? Say, you don't have to tell me. Say, eventually it's going to come out. One way or the other. So we look at this right here with Jesus. And this is what I want you to understand. If you are born again, meaning that if you are born from above and not from this earth, you just don't accept Jesus. You got to eat Jesus. See, the problem is we accept him and we just want to miss hell. But I'm here to tell you it's more than just missing hell. Because in order to live here on this earth as a spiritual being, you got to eat spiritual food. You got to be able to go into the Word of God and connect to who you are now that you're in him. Because if you ain't making a connection in this Word, you ain't eating no spiritual food. See, it's too many people say, I'm saved, but their life ain't reflecting what they're saying. Your mouth and your lifestyle should add up. You can't say one thing and you're doing another. So here we're looking at if you're born again and you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, oh my goodness, you're supposed to be tasting and seeing how good he is. Because see, when you begin to taste this word, and as you taste it, y'all know what I mean. Sometimes when you put something in your mouth, you're like, I don't see some of the word is good to you when it's saying that you're going to get some. You're trying to devour that thing. But when God is telling you to come out of your mess, you. See, you don't want to chew on that. You're ready to spit that out. But anything that you think is going to benefit you, oh, man, you're choking on it. But the Bible says taste and see. See, when I taste something, I'm supposed to see what I'm tasting. So anytime you taste this spiritual food, somebody's supposed to be able to see what you ate. Your lifestyle's supposed to reflect on what you've been eating. Look at your neighbor again and say, what in the world you been eating? Oh, I ain't playing today. Because there's some people that's been tasting the wrong food and say they got it from God. My God ain't about corruption. My God ain't about foolishness. My God ain't about unforgiveness. My God is not about selfishness. My God is not about darkness. He's about light. So if I'm tasting him, you should see the light of him. Come on, look at your neighbor again. Say, what in the world have you been eating? So, if you are born again. Now, I ain't going to play a Nicodemus on you and say I got to go in the womb another time. Ain't no way Jolly Green Giant coming back through this womb. So we know that ain't what I'm talking about. So I ain't going to play a Nicodemus on you. I'm going to say what Jesus said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you that a man must be, got to be born again in order to see, in order to enter into the kingdom of God. That born-again process where people miss it is in your spirit. That's where the life of God is. It resides in your spirit. That's the part of you that got saved. That's the part of you that's so perfect. That's the part of you that won't mess up, can't mess up, because the living God is on the inside of you in your spirit. But the enemy know I can cause havoc on your soul all day long. So the enemy is after the soul because it's your mind, your will, and your emotions. But see, life comes from the spirit. And this is why when you feed on the word of God, you're drawing life from your spirit and it's manifesting through your body and things are looking like God. So as long as you feed yourself off of the word of God, you're going to see results that's coming from God. Remember that it says that Jesus, this is what Satan does. He used the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. These are the three things that he used to come against us with. So he has to use natural means. Why? He's the God of this world, y'all. Satan is the god of this world. And y'all know how he got to be the god of this world, because it was turned over to him through who? Adam and Eve. Through what? Through their disobedience. Now you wonder why you're disobedient all the time or sometimes. Because you are operating up under his kingdom. If he can get you to be disobedient, then it shows me what you've been eating. It shows me where you've been. So we see that we are spiritual beings, so we have to eat spiritual food. So this is what he done to Jesus. Jesus was hungry, y'all. Come on, 40 days and 40 nights on the fast. Now I want you to check this out. Satan couldn't mess with his spirit, but he know any man or any woman that had not had food for 40 days and 40 nights, your flesh is weak. He know that you need food in order to build your flesh up, in order to have nourishment. But what Beelzebub, Satan, the lord of the flies, didn't realize, Jesus wasn't living according to the flesh. See, that's just how stupid he is. But see, he want to try you to see if you're following the spirit or if you're following the flesh. See, he has a right to that. So he wanted to see where Jesus was. So he waited until an opportune time. He waited at his weakest point. Come on, some of y'all have some weak areas up in here. Some of y'all have some weakness that Satan keep praying on because we allow him to. See, Jesus was fasting, and what he didn't understand is the Spirit led him. The Spirit ain't going to lead you nowhere if he know you can't handle it. I want y'all to catch it. God ain't going to put you in a place if he know he haven't equipped you for the place that he put you in. So tell your neighbor, quit whining and complaining because it looked like you in Never Never Land. God know that the place that you're in, you can handle that place. You're going to always have opposition in this world. You're going to always have persecution. You're going to always be lied on. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be put down. But God say, because you have tasted, because you have taken in some spiritual food, he said, you can get through it. Oh, y'all don't understand. See, you're spending too much time complaining because your bank look low. But see, if you've been in the Word of God, to know that he's already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ Jesus, you wouldn't worry about your bank account. You'll be giving him glory because you know that you've been feeding off of the Word. Now I want you to ask your neighbor again. Say, what in the world have you been eating with your complaining self? Say, I already know. God know what he's doing. God's going to hook you up today. You may not like it. Don't make me know. Never mind. I'm just here delivering the message. Thank God for the messenger. Because this is just how I am. See, I learned a few things in my lifetime. One thing that I learned is I can't live off a quick fix, Brother Charles. Can't live off of a quickie. Because I want to go back and get another one, and you can't get the same fix I got before. Y'all know how it is when some people are on drugs. They want to get back to that same high and can't never find that high, so they're spending all their money to get high, and it ain't doing them no good, and they're finding out they're in the same predicament. I'm telling you something. When you get high off this, oh, you want to go back in, and you want to get some more. You want to say, God, I want to get back to that place that I was in. You know why you ain't to that place? Because you ain't feeding. And we're wondering why we still got ought against our brother. What version of the Bible you have? Because, see, if you're feeding off the Word, and the Word is what sustains you, and the Word tells you if you got ought against your brother, go to your brother, and you say you've been feeding off of it, why you ain't went to your brother? Mr. and Mrs. Know-it-all, living holy than thou, keeping stuff in your heart when the Bible tells you what you should be doing and you ain't doing it, but yet and still you say you obeying God. What you eat, it ain't the same spiritual food. See, it's something wrong with as the body of Christ. See, I understand the world. I understand how the world's supposed to be. But see, what we got to understand, when we come out of the world, we're supposed to be different from the world. That means that I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. That means I don't do what the world does, because, see, I'm feeding off some different food than you feeding off of, because my spirit has become new. There's supposed to be a transformation. See, I don't supposed to be jealous over my Christian brother and sister. I don't supposed to be jealous. Come on, something's wrong. See, that's supposed to happen in the world, not in the church. I'm going to keep asking you, what are you feeding off of? What are you eating? What did you eat this morning before you come into the house of God? I don't know about you, but I love that spiritual food. Y'all, I love it so good, I get mad when I can't get in it when I want to. Because, see, when you taste it, and you've been with it, and you seeing how it's working in your life, you know that you can't live without it. You know you can't miss a moment, a second, or an hour saying, I need some more of that. I got to have it. I can't live without it. And see, this is what happened with Jesus. Come on, y'all. He was God in the flesh. Tell me, a God that's sitting on the throne, going to come down here to earth to live amongst us, to show us that we can live here in the power of God. So he let people know who he was. And this is what Satan did. See, he got to use the temptation. He got to use something in your life that you have allowed him to feed off of. All of us got something here that we allowed him to feed off of. Because he wouldn't be after you if he didn't have something on you. Come on. Seems like when you turn yourself over to Jesus, that should be it. But that ain't it. Because, see, there's two kingdoms. Kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness, and they're always opposing one another. So you're going to fight until you get raptured. And the fight is the good fight of faith, because we don't fight against flesh and blood. Look at your neighbor and say, why are you fighting against me, man? Say, what you feeding off of? Oh, you in your word, right? So why are you fighting against your brother and sister? It ain't them. It ain't them. So if you were feeding off your word, you would know that you ain't fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, but against rulers of darkness, against spirits of wickedness in high places. That's where your fight is. So when your brother or sister come at you, you say, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the spirit that's using you to come against me, and I command you to come out. See, I've been fed. That's why I can look at a person and know it ain't the person and still love them from a distance, because I know what you allow to use you. And it's my job to help you to recognize what's using you and keeping you from doing what God called you to do. Look at your neighbor again and say, what's up? So Jesus, he was hungry. Let's go back to being hungry. How many know what it is to be really hungry and your stomach is doing all kind of stuff and your body feel like it's weak, like you're going to pass out because you ain't had nothing in a couple of hours? Y'all know what I'm talking about. And you're ready to eat, and then at that time, Michelle, somebody get in your face and you hungry. Don't mess with me when I'm hungry. I don't have it all together when I'm hungry. I might hit you. Come on, let's just be honest. Y'all know how it is when you're hungry and you got the shakes and they're all up in your face asking you all kind of questions and you ain't had your breakfast yet, and they're asking you where this is and where that is and how can you do this and how can you do that. I don't know and I don't care. Y'all know what it is to be hungry? Come on, don't even play. Y'all know what it is when you're hungry and you try to make it as long as you can, and all of a sudden your body... I'm going to use my husband for instance. I know we probably think about the same thing. I always tell this man, know what you're eating and when you eat it. Because, see, when you eat food, it gives you nourishment, right? But you got to know what your body can tolerate. Don't eat no sweets. Some people are used to eating sweets early in the morning, you know? Just get some sweets early in the morning. But some people are not accustomed to that. Your body may got used to the sweets, and you can devour candy before you eat food. So my husband, I told this man, don't you eat that. When that stuff come off you, it's going to be shaking. So we was in the mall. We was walking around, and all of a sudden I say, where's my husband? I say, Ariel, where's your daddy? I called him. He in the food court. He said, I couldn't make it. I got the shakes right now. I'm trying to eat. I'll see you in a little bit. His body couldn't tolerate it. He learned a lesson, right? But guess what? He was calm, but I bet you if I had irritated him during that time, I would have saw something that was laying dormant that would come out, right? So he had to get off to himself, away from me, away from Ari, away from everything, to get himself filled back up. Now, after you ate, the shakes left. And no, he ain't no diabetic. I bind that in the name of Jesus. So it left, right? So he built his body back up. He knew what his body needed, right? He knew. But guess what? The enemy used those times to hit you. He used those times to put thoughts there, to put people in your face, to take your focus off of your spiritual food. So Jesus, he waited until he was weak. And he was trying Jesus. If you're the Son of God, you can make these stones turn to bread. Say, guess what? Jesus didn't have to prove himself because he already knew who he was. See, that's where we mess up at. When the devil tells you, well, if you're healed, why your body's still hurting? So you try to prove yourself and try to make him know that you're healed by doing stuff you ain't never done, and then you end up hurting something else. But Jesus knew what the answer was. Y'all check this. Jesus knew. Jesus done put this in there. He said, it is written. Man don't live by bread alone. Jesus knew my body do need physical food. But I'm here to tell you I am a spiritual being. So if I never get no more food, he said, I shall live by every word that proceedeth. Listen to this. He didn't say one. He said, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that's how I should live. And why did Jesus say this? Because the Bible says it is the spirit that quickens. That means it's the spirit that make alive. The flesh profit you nothing. Let's stop there. The enemy want to use your flesh because he know you ain't going to get nowhere with the flesh with God. The flesh cannot even please God. So why are you going to God in the flesh? God ain't here in no flesh. That's why you got to know who you are. Now that you're in Christ Jesus, and that flesh will be put to rest. That's why you got to crucify the flesh. So, God, no, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profit nothing. Now listen at this. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Why did he say that? Remember he said it is the spirit that quicken. Quicken means to make alive. Amen. What he's saying is, y'all check this. When I go into the word of God and that word that I am reading begins to illuminate me, it begins to come alive to me. Oh, I don't care what's going on around me. It's bringing life in the midst of a dead situation. See, the enemy don't want life in the midst of your dead situation. So he want to keep you focused on fleshly things because he said flesh don't profit you nothing. The enemy knows the word, y'all. Come on, he was up there in heaven. He knows the word. So if he can keep you out of the word, he know you ain't getting life from the word. Y'all don't get it? Think about this. All the scriptures in the word of God are God-breathed. Let me tell y'all something. Before there was even a Bible, God already spoke it. But he had to use men and women to write down what he had already spoken. See, he already spoke into existence what needs to be in existence. But he had to take a man and a woman to write down what he already done. Y'all don't my goodness. Y'all got to understand what you got. Some people don't understand it because... Phew, I think I got sinuses. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I don't have that. But this is what happened when you opened the word. Because you ain't been opening it. See, some of y'all think you don't need the Bible. Only thing you think is, I got a free way to heaven. Yeah, you did. You got a pass. But it didn't come through you. It came through Jesus. So you need to know about the word. You need to be a learner of the word. And if you ain't in the word, you can't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear what you got to say. Because what you're saying is coming from what you heard. It ain't coming from what you believe and what you read for yourself. There's too many of y'all hitchhiking. I got some hitchhikers in the church. You heard one phrase and you hitchhiking off that one phrase and think that's going to take you to glory. Then when trials and tribulations come in your life, what happened to the hitchhiking? It wasn't in your heart. It was in your head. God don't want head knowledge, he want heart knowledge. And if you got heart knowledge, it's going to come out of your mouth and people are going to know where you've been. Because they're going to feel the life of God. Now, I want you to understand this. Siobhan? Oh. Listen at this. Siobhan didn't open her mouth, did she? But her body expressed where she been. Is that not right? Wasn't lustful, but it was the Spirit of God. I'm going somewhere. If somebody else hadn't been in the Word, well, of course, they wouldn't be up here dancing like that either. But you would have known the difference if you were in your Word. Because a lustful dance is going to bring out lustful thoughts. A spiritual dance is going to bring out spiritual things. It's going to bring out life. That's why you don't let a party go or get on the choir. Because they can sing. See, this is what's happened. That's why you check what comes through the door. And you can check it if you done taste and see. You know where a person is by what come out of their mouth. See, I can tell a proud one in a heartbeat. How can I tell a proud? Been there, done that, know what the word says. See, a person that's about their father's business is going to humble. They're not going to try to come into church and take position because they think they know everything. They're going to wait on the Lord. They're going to see what God want them to how God want them to do certain things. So look at Jesus, y'all, going back. We're still there. Jesus told a man, don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out, what, the mouth of God. So each time Satan come to Jesus, he said, it is written. But see, Jesus was living what was written. How was he living what was written? God took me to Jeremiah, and in the book of Jeremiah, he said, I found your words, and I ate them. See, when you're going through something in your life, where are you finding the answer? You're supposed to find it in the Word because everything you need is in the Word. There is nothing that you can go through that you won't find it in the Word. Jeremiah said, I found your Word and I ate it. And remember when God called Jeremiah to be a prophet? See, everybody want to be a prophet.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836 and write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.